Hello and welcome to the service from the Church of the Epiphany for Thanksgiving 2024. The flowers on the altar in loving memory of our dear father and mother, Fred and Brenda Chatterley, given by Ann and Jim Scott, Fred and Carol Chatterley, Ted Chatterley and Susie Weaver, Linda and Don Bates, Deb and Jim McGee. The flowers today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of a dear mother, Kay Delves, given by her daughter, Gail Reese, and family. We have church calendars available. These announcements are all at the top of your email, and I draw your attention to them. We're having draws, a cookie draw, a handmade Afghan draw, and also hockey tickets donated by the Miller George Funeral Home. Our food cupboard continues to do great work. Thanks for all your support. Thanksgiving is a great time to donate for the food cupboard to show our thankfulness. Penny Socials coming up, All Saints, Remembrance Day at our Cenotaph, Craft Club, and I'll just let you read the rest of the announcements. And remember, if we wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. And now the opening of our worship. O God, in your Son Jesus Christ, you richly bless us with all that we need, bread from the earth and bread of heaven, which gives life to the world. Grant us one more thing, grateful hearts to sing your praise in this world and in the world to come. Amen. And now a reading from Matthew. God will care for all our needs, it's called. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what we eat, what we drink, what we wear, for it is the Gentiles who seek all these things. Indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And now, a sermon for Thanksgiving. The first official annual Thanksgiving in Canada was celebrated November 6, 1879. Though Indigenous peoples in Canada have a history of celebrating the fall harvest that predates the arrivals of European settlers, Sir Martin Frobisher and his crew are credited as the first Europeans to celebrate a Thanksgiving ceremony in North America in 1578. The celebration, featuring the uniquely North American turkey, squash, and pumpkin, was introduced to Nova Scotia in the 1750s and became common across Canada in the 1870s. In 1957, Thanksgiving was proclaimed an annual event to occur on the second Monday of October. Obviously, with such a long history, we realize there is something healthy about giving thanks. Notice, not something healthy about the Thanksgiving meal. Most of us will overindulge this Thanksgiving, just as we do every Thanksgiving. But the act of giving thanks is one of the most spiritually beneficial exercises we can perform. Giving thanks reminds us how blessed we are. If we can attend a church without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, we're more lucky than 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you're richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, spare change in a dish somewhere, you're among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you hold up your head with a smile on your face and are truly thankful, you're blessed, because most do not give thanks. Now, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke these magnificent words: "Do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, about your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more important than food, or your body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? And why, who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? So don't say, 'What shall we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Giving thanks also reminds us of the source of our blessing. Giving thanks reminds us how much God loves us. 1 year, for instance, Phyllis Wolfhard's husband gave her a gold lapel pin on Christmas. Phyllis said she took only a second to thank her husband for his gift. A week later, as she put the lapel pin on to wear to an event, she reflected on her husband's thoughtfulness. With more sincerity, with more time this time, she thanked him again. This time, her husband explained that the pin had belonged to his grandmother, so it was very special to him. Phyllis noted that if she hadn't offered a second thank you with listening ears, she might never have learned the significance of the pin. It was only when she took the time to reflect on the gift and to offer a more sincere thank you that she learned to appreciate her husband's gesture. It is this way with us and God. When we take the time to offer real thanksgiving, we're changed by God. When you start counting your blessings, you're reminded just how good God has been to you. After all, these blessings don't just happen. There's a source of everything we have. Pastor Jack tells about a professor of chemistry he had in college. One day, this professor said to him, "You know, what holds an atom together is not the nucleus, but an invisible force between protons and the electrons." The professor continued, "I think that has something to do with religion, but I don't know how to express that." Well, it does have something to do with religion, with God. Our lives didn't just happen. There's a creator, God, who gave us every wondrous gift. And when we give thanks, we're reminded of the source of everything we have. And one final thing. When we give thanks, we're reminded to share with others what the Lord has done for us. If you're truly thankful for the blessings God has bestowed upon you, then share the blessing. Anne Spleth tells about a meeting a woman in a children's playground. And the woman was with children who were wearing nice new clothes. These are my Christmas family kids, the woman said. Not this Christmas, but about 10 years ago. What she meant was her church had sent her out with a Christmas basket to a family. "I couldn't just leave it and walk away," she said. And the more she talked, the more amazing or surprising her story became. Sent to a home to deliver a Christmas basket, she then had developed a great affection for the family in that home. And ever since then, has involved herself in a self-giving way in their lives, and they in hers. "I'm shameless when it comes to grades," she says. "I give $5 for an A, 3 for a B, and nothing for a C, just like I did with my own children when they were in school." And then, after that, they start losing privileges, like this Sunday outing to the park. "The teenage boys go down to my son's college to play basketball in the gym on Sundays, so they know what they're working toward. The little ones come someplace like this with me." Here's how Spleth describes this woman's act of compassion. She could have let the screen door through which she handed the basket, become a chasm. But she didn't. It was just a gate, and it opened at the touch of her hand, and love has been flowing back and forth ever since. You and I have been so blessed. We need Thanksgiving to remind us of those blessings and to remind us of the source of those blessings. Now we go out and share because of how much the Lord has done for us. And that is Thanksgiving. And now our hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. In the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Descended the dead. Third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He'll come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. And now our prayers. God clothes the grass of the field and feeds the birds of the air. On behalf of the church and world, we offer our prayers, more from our need to be transformed by our awareness of them than from any need of God to be reminded of them. We pray for Debbie, Jamie, Jackie, Paul, Suzanne, Peter, Barry, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Mike, Scott, and Lisa, Roger and Maxine, Wendy, Eric, Beverly, Sarah Jane, Linda, Jackie, Cam, Janice, and Darren. Free us from all fear and worry, that trusting in your goodness may always praise your deeds and give you thanks for the bounty of your gifts. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now Jesus has taught us, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And now a prayer based upon Scripture. God of the living, with all your creatures, great and small, we sing your bounty and your goodness. For in the harvest of land and ocean, in the cycles of the seasons, and the wonders of each creature, you reveal your generosity. Teach us the gratitude that dispels envy. We may honor each gift as you cherish your creation and praise you in all times and places. Amen. And now a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. It's good to have you here. And now our parting blessing song.
May God's blessings surround you.